You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Rangers baseball on this Monday, March 21st, as the first official week of spring kicks off, and that is good news and music to the ears of all. T.R. Sullivan joining us today, Rangers reporter for MLB.com. And T.R., thanks very much for the time. T.R., let's start right at the top with the top of the rotation, Cole Hamels. You spoke with him the other day, and he's pretty much locked in to be the opening day starter, to the surprise of pretty much no one, despite no official announcement from the team just yet. But Cole's had a rather interesting spring in the fact that he's only pitched one time in the Cactus League the entire spring. He's only faced seven batters. He's done the majority of his work at the minor league level. Is this something of an odd arrangement to you, or is this whole thing, by design by the Rangers to kind of shield him from opponents he's going to face in the regular season? What do you think the mindset is here by the club?
They need a fifth starter. That's what the mindset is. They don't need a number one starter. They need a fifth starter. So, Matt, what that means is they need to get their fifth starter candidates into the A games and evaluate them. So guys like Cole Hamels, who's a veteran, knows what he needs to work on, knows how to get his work in and get his results. You know, they're content with letting him pitch in the minor leagues and use these A games for guys like Chichi Gonzalez, Nick Martinez, A.J. Griffin, all those guys, Jeremy Guthrie, so they can evaluate and find out who should be the fifth starter.
And of the names that you just mentioned, T.R., who do you think has the leg up on that competition to round out the starting rotation?
I don't think there's many legs in this rotation right now, or in that competition right now. I'd say nobody. Nobody. Chichi Gonzalez was the favorite going in, but he just can't strike anybody out, which is, you know, that means he's going to have high pitch counts, a lot of balls put in play. You know, at some point, you know, you got to be able to put people away with an out pitch. And his out pitch is supposed to be the slider. It hasn't been doing that yet. Nick Martinez has four pitches. They're all average. They got to be in perfect location. If he starts missing the location, he's going to get clobbered. Now, A.J. Griffin's come off 2 years of injury. He's not all the way back. Jeremy Guthrie's not showing the stuff he showed early in his career. Just some of these guys right now have really taken the lead. You know, 2 weeks ago before opening day, there's not a clear-cut favorite for the fifth starter spot, Matt.
Now, T.R., would the Rangers possibly go, outside the organization to sign a guy who's still kind of out there in free agency? We just saw the Reds, for instance, bring in Alfredo Simon, the former Red, his second tour of duty, a one-year, $2 million deal to kind of round out the back end of that rotation. By any chance, could a guy like Tim Lincecum be in play for the Rangers here?
That would just be so difficult. Number one, you got to remember, the theory is that this number five starter is only going to be in place until Yu Darvish gets healthy in June. So if you sign a guy like Lincecum, you know, he's going to need time. He's not going to be able to come in here and start pitching right away.
And, T.R., of course, Yu Darvish, assuming full health and productivity for both him and Cole Hamels, they could form one of the most dynamic 1-2 combos in baseball. Darvish trying to come back from the TJ surgery, missed all of 2015. What is his progress report right now?
Matt, he's throwing in the bullpen. He's up to about 25 pitches. He's looking great. The Rangers love the way he looks, love his delivery. The staff is there. I think what they want to do now is build up some arm strength, continue to throw in the bullpen, but increase the number of pitches, get him up to 40, 55 pitches. At that point, he'll start throwing the live hitters, and then you'll see him in game situations. And then once you get him in game situations, maybe in April or May, it's just a matter of enough innings until he's ready to go six innings and 90 pitches. So, you know, we're still looking around end of May, 1st of June.
And that is a date that Rangers fans certainly have circled on their calendars to see Mr. Darvish back on the mound doing his thing. And, T.R., for as much noise as the signings this offseason of guys like David Price and Zach Greinke and Johnny Cueto made, and to a slightly lesser extent the acquisitions of guys like Jordan Zimmermann and Shelby Miller, can you make a case that the single biggest addition that any pitching staff is going to make from last season to this season could be Yu Darvish to the Rangers?
That would be a big boost for the Rangers. There's no doubt about it. you know, you talk about David Price, Zach Greinke, guys like that. Darvish is in their class when he's healthy. You know, you still don't know how he's going to come back from Tommy John. Everything's gone well to this point, but, you know, it's not all the way back yet. But, you know, if he's fully healthy, he's up there with David Price and Zach Greinke as far as, you know, teams that can give a big boost to their rotation or from their rotation.
And, you know, TR, how much stock do you put in the fact that whereas with these other guys, they're changing teams and cities and environments and in some cases leagues, like, again, Price and Greinke and Cueto and guys like that, Darvish is not going to go through any of that. And, yes, it's a recovery from Tommy John surgery, the most major surgery you can have as a pitcher. But to reintegrate yourself to an environment that you're familiar with, how much of an advantage can that give him over some of these other guys that got all this money this winter?
Well, that's a great point, because one thing about Yu Darvish that I think is with this year-long rehab that he's gone through, I think he's really changed a lot personally. I think he's had a chance to really get to know some of his teammates and really step back and take a look at himself and look at the game. And he talks about how much more relaxed he is. He's not so uptight about the contract or the media pressure. You know, you see him engaging, especially the Japanese media, far, far more than he ever had before. He's joking around. I think he's really in a much better frame of mind, much better comfort zone with Rangers and being in America and all those things than he was, you know, before the injury. I think if he comes back physically the same as he was before the injury, I think you're going to see a much different pitcher as far as just his demeanor, outlook, focus, things like that.
And it's frightening to think for opposing teams that as good as he's been his first three seasons in the major leagues, he's still only entering, I believe, his age 28 season, which is, you know, by most metrics when players enter their prime athletic years. So, again, as good as he's been, assuming full health from the TJ surgery, he could become even better, and what a boost that would be for the Rangers' rotation here in 2016. TR, let's shift from the arms to the lineup here. Josh Hamilton projected to return to action in early May as he underwent off-season surgery on his left knee. How is he progressing right now?
Well, he's just starting to get into serious baseball activities, Matt. He came to camp still sore in the left knee, still bothered by it, had a stem cell treatment. The Rangers decided, hey, he's not going to be ready for opening day. Let's not even try. Let's shoot for May 1, give him a full spring training, you know, give him 40, 50 at-bats in the minor leagues, you know, do this thing right. And that's what they're doing. So far, they're on course. The knee is feeling much better. He's out doing baseball activities. You know, should be able to get into a game, you know, maybe early April. And, you know, the target date is still May 1st. But everybody thinks he's really starting to turn the corner.
And that's certainly good news for him and the Rangers. And, you know, TR, having said that, Hamilton, one of those players for whom it's just so difficult to project what kind of a season he's going to have. Given his age, he'll be, I believe, entering his age 35 or 36 season. He's got so much wear and tear on his body. And as we saw during his last days with the Angels, there were times he just looked completely lost at home plate. So, you know, he's obviously past his prime in terms of just strictly his age, but do you feel that, again, assuming full health, and that's a big assumption, can he still be a significant contributor to this team going forward?
He's got a lot of work to do to get back to full strength. He needs to get back on the field, and it's going to take a while. And, you know, he's been through a lot. It's like you said, he's been through a dozen surgeries in his career. And, you know, the guy's a miracle player. What he's gone through to this point is a miracle. You know, Josh is definitely in the twilight of his career. I don't see him being a 162-game player. You know, you may see something like Giambi or, you know, Jim Thome or guys like that at the end of the career, Larry Walker, become a part-time player, DH. You know, I don't think you're going to see a guy who should be an MVP candidate anymore or anything like that. I think he could be a very valuable you know, part-time player, you know, to keep healthy, to keep productive, and, you know, be a threat. I think that's probably the best-case scenario.
And, TR, as we begin to wrap up, I'll put you on the spot here just a little bit. Over, under for Josh Hamilton in 2016 at 20 home runs. What do you have?
Oh, I'd definitely take the under.
So under 20 homers for Josh Hamilton, but we'll see if he can kind of turn the corner with his health and his knee recovery in 2016 and see what he can do in the middle of that Rangers order. TR, to wrap up here, as we try to do every week, we take kind of the biggest story in baseball at the current time and kind of see what the club reaction is to it in individual clubhouses. The big story this week, and it's been for the past week or two, has been the saga involving Adam LaRoche and his son Drake. LaRoche retiring from the team, and now we're hearing that, you know, teammates complained about Drake's presence in the clubhouse, and, you know, he had support from some, you know, and negative feedback from others. So we all know the story. There's no sense in rehashing it more than that. But in the discussions you've had with Rangers coaches and players, how have they reacted to it? What is your personal reaction to this entire saga involving LaRoche and his 14-year-old son?
Well, the Rangers have several sons of their players who are in the clubhouse. Adrian Beltre's son, I mean, he's been around the Rangers longer than most of the players on the current roster. Prince Fielder has two sons that are here in camp, Shinsu Chu, Colby Lewis. And I think the Rangers understand, the organization understands, number one, how important it is for the fathers to have these kids around, and number two, that there does have to be boundaries and there does have to be rules. And, like, one of them, I believe, is the sons have to be out of the clubhouse 90 minutes before game time so dad can concentrate. And, you know, I don't know anything about the LaRoche family or their situation other than I saw his father pitch in the minor leagues 100 years ago. But I think the Rangers were up front with their players. They welcomed the players in the clubhouse and just obey the boundaries, obey the rules. And, you know, Adrian Beltre is not going to let his son be a distraction. I mean, Beltre loves his son. It's a big part of his spring training is having AJ here. And he loves going out working with them. And I'll tell you what, when Adrian Beltre does serious workouts, I've seen him take ground balls at third base and fire the ball to his son sitting on the sidelines filling up the bucket. I mean, his son is part of his workout at some point. You know, the kids are important, but the kids are also known from the Rangers that there are rules and boundaries that they have to follow.
Great stuff, as always, from Rangers reporter T.R. Sullivan. And T.R. will do it again next Monday for sure. In the meantime, this is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Texas Rangers.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.